Y'all are the fanciest newbies I ever met, Coach said. He moved his silverware and chopsticks off his napkin, then put the napkin in his lap. Are you ready now? The waitress asked Lou again. Yeah, you ready? Patty repeated, way harder than the super soft-spoken waitress. There's just so many options, but I think I'm just gonna have shrimp fried rice, Lou said. Shrimp fried rice? From Coach. After all that, you order shrimp fried rice? From Patty. Good choice, from Sonny, nicing it up as usual. The waitress disappeared with our menus. That's when Coach started his boring speech about how proud he was to have us on the team and how great the season was going to be. He said we all showed promise. Well, that was something I had never heard before, that I was showing promise. Then he started dishing dirt about some of the other teammates. Not really dirt, just funny stuff they'd never tell us, like how Crystal Speed used to be Crystal No Speed. He said she used to run like her feet were made of cement. Now she's better. He also said Mikey has always been kind of tough. Comes from a military family. Coach said his father makes him salute in everything. Aaron is the oldest of a whole bunch of brothers and sisters, so he's always annoyed at everybody on the track team, but can't help but take care of everyone, which is why he's the captain. Right when he was telling us about how Karan Outlaw was the king of the false start last year, our waitress returned to the table with our food. Yes! It was go time. And I was so ready. I had even made up in my mind that no matter how good the food was, I would save some for Ma. I mean, it wasn't every day we ate duck. Matter of fact, we never ate duck. So yeah, I was definitely going to save her some. We all put our napkins in our laps like Coach did. And as the lady set the plates in front of us, piled up with Chinese goodness, Coach quickly gathered all our forks and knives. He even snatched our chopsticks. Okay, newbies, here's the deal, he said, clenching the utensils. In order for you to get your silverware back so that you can enjoy this amazing food, you have to tell everybody one thing about yourself that most people don't know. Something good. Wait, what? Patty said, looking longingly at her sesame chicken. I stared at my duck, the smell of it doing all kinds of cartwheels and backflips in my nostrils. Oh, man. It's tradition, Coach explained. So, who's first? Me, Lou offered, staring at his fried rice like it wasn't fried rice. I'm starving, so I'll go first. Coach shifted one fork, one spoon, one knife, and one set of chopsticks in his right hand. The rest were in his left. He held Lou's utensils up and smiled. Let's hear it. Lou looked off, as if his secret was on the other side of the restaurant, or in the big fish tank. Well, he started, giving us his attention again. I'm albino. Duh, Patty groaned, slapping her hand on her forehead. He said a secret, fool. I wanted to chime in and say that if he had told me that a few days earlier, it actually would have been a secret to me. But then I would have had to admit that I thought he might have been an alien. And that wasn't exactly the secret I was wanting to share. Yeah, I already knew that, Sonny said softly. So did I, Coach said, putting the silverware in his right hand back in his left. Wait, Lou said, clearly fearing that his meal would be held up. That fried rice must have been calling his name. Okay, for real this time. He took a deep breath.